Hello and welcome to atranslationace.com radio blog, episode number 5, Business Intelligence and Translation, What to Know. I'm Professor Nguyen, your certified translation ace, who has delivered prompt, precise, and professional translations from Spanish, Portuguese, and French to English for more than 10 years now. Get your quality translations with exceptional value. Send me the details of your translation project and upload your files at atranslationace.com/contact. I will evaluate your files and reply with a free quote for your translation project. To listen to today's audio or to read the blog, please visit atranslationace.com/EP005. You may also download the show notes at atranslationace.com/EP005A. Now let's get started with Episode 5, Business Intelligence and Translation, What to Know. Let translation uncover the unknown and act accordingly. In his Divided House speech, Abe Lincoln said in 1858, "If we could first know where we are and whither we are tending, we could better judge what to do and how to do it." Let business intelligence via translation show your company's way forward. Businesses operate amid accelerating market forces in the knowledge economy and often have no warning before chaos strikes without any recovery period afterward. Indeed, to catch a company's rival unaware is a desirable feat. Strategic surprise decreases risk and costs and increases success and profitability of the endeavor. Failure to predict, much less anticipate, an acute and immediate sneak market move undermines a company's vital core interests. Stop! Instead, use business intelligence, BI, via translation to keep your company ahead of your rivals in two ways. One, by expanding the information screen, and two, creating blue ocean market space. What is business intelligence? Business intelligence has been described as, quote, getting the right information to the right people at the right time, unquote, by Maria Bogza of the Bucharest Academy of Economics. BI centers upon timely decision-making, so a firm can also better serve its customers and plot innovative market moves and avoid strategic surprise. Information is culled across numerous topics relatable to your company's unique sales position, or USP. The resultant analyzed data is shared between different areas of the company. BI is forward-looking. Compiled data has to be harnessed for impactful future market moves. Your competitive rival is not the main focus, however. Instead, companies use BI to expand their offerings where competitors do not exist, the so-called blue ocean market spaces. This so-called blue ocean market space originates from the classic book, Blue Ocean Strategy, by renowned professors W. Chan Kim and Renee Mauboigna, who coined the terms red ocean and blue ocean to describe the market universe. Before we continue, I invite you to visit my atranslationace.com Facebook page at www.facebook.com/atranslationace and let me know your own thoughts about business intelligence and translation. Translation and business intelligence. Translation with business intelligence is the key to ensure complete situational awareness and business survivability. Business intelligence is bandied about in commercial literature, but one key element is not considered: translation. As mentioned above, mixing translation with BI expands the information screen and uncovers blue ocean market space where your rivals do not operate. While English dominates global business, key information for companies operating abroad exists in other languages, such as Spanish and Portuguese, for example, in Latin America. Nuggets of data in the original language of the local market are indispensable to increase inputs into the BI information screen. Therefore, global firms can profit from establishing a partnership with a certified translator to convert reports or first-hand accounts from Spanish or Portuguese to English, staying with our example. Situational market insights gleaned from translated material could possibly help discover the so-called blue ocean market space. Plus, market intelligence gained from the local market could detect early warning signals of strategic surprise, so the CEO and management team at headquarters are well informed beforehand. Above all, business intelligence via translation sharpens the decision-making capability of the C-suite and provides options for maneuver ahead of rivals. In conclusion, business intelligence via translation avoids strategic surprise, a cataclysmic event in the life of any business. Plus, increased inputs in the information screen allow detection of looming threats. Remember how Blockbuster could have bought Netflix for $50 million and didn't? Companies that wait any longer to adopt business intelligence strategies risk losing opportunities to open the blue ocean market space and tempt a black swan event, an unexpected harmful occurrence. Instead, firms can decide to be the disruptor, not the disrupted, and implement a business strategy bolstered by business intelligence via translation. Now you know more about how business intelligence and translation can work together to provide your company a way forward in the complex global economy. Read more about how translation can help grow your business profits in my own ebook, How to Use Translation to Grow Your Business. Simply visit bit.ly, that's bit.ly/growbizstrat. That's growbizstrat. Now it's your turn. To listen to today's audio or to read the blog post, please visit atranslationace.com/ep005. You may download the show notes with all the links mentioned in this podcast at atranslationace.com/ep005a. Thank you for listening to episode 5 of atranslationace.com radio blog, Business Intelligence and Translation, What to Know. I'm Professor Nguyen, your translation ace. Hey, one quick question. Have you listened to all 5 of my audio blog posts? How do you like the podcast? Let me know. Write me at nguyen@atranslationace.com. I really would appreciate your feedback.